Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. We left off in the middle of the Sif. We are on page Kuf Tzadi Dalad, about to turn on to page 388. We'll start the Sif from the beginning to get a running start. The Mechaber said, Katan ochel nevelos ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. If a katan is eating nevela, so bezdin is not commanded to stop him. Aval oviv mitzuvah ligobor lafrisho. But a father of that child is required to admonish him and to stop him. The Ramah says, mi iser daraisa, if it's from an iser daraisa. We saw in the last year that it's really true even for the Rabbanim. We saw a couple of pshatim why the Ramah specifically says, mi iser daraisa. Continues the Mechaber, ulahachilo biyadayim osra afilu dvarim sha'asurim medivrei sofrim. But if you are going to feed him with your hands, it is forbidden even to feed him things that are only osra mid Rabbanim. It's also aser to train him in chil Shabbos or chil Yontif, even with things that are only aser midrabanan. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim dechozah bekatan delohi gil lechinuch." Some say this is specifically talking about when you don't have to separate him from the nevela, a katan shelohi gil lechinuch, aval higil lechinuch tzrichim lafrisho. But a katan that has reached the age of chinuch, so then everyone would have to separate him from that nevela. V'yesh omrim deloshay chinuch lebezdin el la'ab belvad. Some say, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this is really referring back to the shita of the Mechaber. There are those who say that it's not shay chinuch for bezdin at all, only for the father, and then that would be like we said before the Mechaber, that a father has to stop his son from eating the vela, but Bezdin, even for a katan shigil l'chinuch, does not have to stop him. Then the Ramah says, v'katan shihike es oviv, a katan that hit his father, o over sha'ar averos bekatnuso, or he was over on other averos while he was a katan, afal pi she'ino tzarech tshuva k'she yigdal, even though he does not need to do tshuva when he gets older, mikol makom tov lo she'kabel al atzmo ezidover l'tshuva u'l'chapara. Still, it is a good thing for him to makabel on himself something for tshuva and for kapara, afal pi she'over kodim shenasa bar onshin, even though he did the avera before he was a bar onshin. It is a good idea for him to do some kind of tshuva to get a kapara. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalad, going on that which the Mechaber said, to feed him biyadayim is going to be asur, even by something that's asur d'rabbanan. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, asur l'chol adam, this isur of feeding the katan, isur, is on every person. Even if the child is so small he doesn't understand anything, it's still forbidden to feed him. And this is an Issa. We learn it out in the Gemara in Yevamos, from that which is written by the Shratzim, Lo Sochum. It says, don't eat Shratzim. It's an extra pasuk because it said it right before. And Chazal Makaba, what the pasuk is telling us, is not that we shouldn't eat it, but we shouldn't feed the shratzim to katanim. V'chein b'dam k'siv kol nefesh mikem lo sol chadam. By dam we see the same idea. The pasuk says nobody should eat dam. V'kibul chazal derotzalomer lo sachi laktanim. And Chazal Makabel, because of the redundancy that the pasuk is coming to tell us that we shouldn't feed ketanim dam. V'chein v'tumas kohanim k'siv. And so too by the tumah of kohanim, it's written in Parashas Emor. It says Emor v'amarta. Also a redundancy. V'amru Chazal tell us Emor la gedolim sheyomru la ketanim. Tell the gedolim that they should say to the ketanim not to become tamei. V'hinei mishalosh mitzvos elu. From these three mitzvos, anu lumeidim v'chola Torah kula, we learn out to call Torah kula, to call isure Torah osur lahachilim. That any isur Torah, it's osur to feed the katanim, ole tzavosam sheyavoru, or to command them to be over these averos. V'lachein osur litein letinok dvar machal shel isur. Therefore it is forbidden to give a small child something that is forbidden to eat, afilu lischok bo, even just to play with, shema yochlenu, maybe he'll come to eat it, tehave kema achilo biyadayim, that is like feeding him with your hands. Now an interesting point over here, we see the same din, learned out three times, we do have a klal on shas of shlosh dvar maksum v'echor im belamdin, two psukim that are written saying the same thing in two different places is a machlokas, whether you can learn from there everywhere else. But everyone holds, if you have three psukim telling you the same thing, the Torah wrote it in three places because it's dafka those three places, you can't learn to everywhere else. Yet we're saying over here that the limit is from these three places, and the answer is that if you look in the Gemara Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yodalid, you'll see the Gemara makes a tzricha, so why you need all three of the psukim. Since all three are needed, it's like it's written in one place, and you can in fact learn out from these three Takah Terakula. Continues the Mishabur in Sekot and Hay. We said you can't feed the ketanim even things that are only asur midrabanan. V'lomar le'enu Yehudi she'itin dvar isur letino gamkin asur. To tell a goy to give something that is asur to a child is also forbidden. Ukumo b'chol isurim, like we have by any other isurim, the amir la ove gilulim asur. That amir la akum is asur. The kol shekein lomar letino ba'atzmo, certainly to tell the child himself sheyochal the asur. Telling the child himself that he should eat this isur is going to be forbidden. If the child needs this iser, for example, the child's a little bit sick, so then then you are allowed to tell a goy to feed it to the katan, even if it is something that is asa midaraisa. And this is our custom on Pesach, that we command or we ask a goy lisa tinok al beso to bring the sick child to his house, meaning to the house of the goy, and to give him to drink the chametz that he needs. And so too, if the child needs stam yenom, which is normally forbidden midrabanam, shamayim heziklo, because water is damaging to him, if you have no wine of a yid, so then you can command the goy to give him stam yenom for his refu as well. But if the tinok is so sick, and therefore you can't even carry him outside of his own house to the goy's house to give him the chametz, yivakesh me ove gilulim sheiten latinok chametz, then you should request from the goy to give the chametz to the tinok in his own house. And the goy will bring over the chametz to the Jew's house to give it to the chola. Even though a Jew is not allowed to have chametz in his house on Pesach, in this case, where the chametz belongs to a goy and it's in the house of a Jew, the Jew will not be over the issa deraisa of bal yira'ah. And then even if the goy has to leave part of the time while the chametz is in the Jew's house, you can then command a Jewish katan to feed this chametz to the other katan that needs it. However, the gadol Yisrael should not even touch the chametz on Pesach, because he might come to eat it, kemo shekasav simen tov mem, like we'll see later, in simen tov mem. Ach b'chol zeh, but in all these cases, yizar shlo yakdin lo dinar, you have to make sure you don't pay the guy first. Because if you pay the guy first, then we view it as if you bought the chametz from him, and then you are the owner of the chametz. If you want to pay him, make sure any payment happens after he feeds the child, so you're not purchasing the chametz on Pesach. Sivkotan vav. The Mechaber said, V'chein aser lahagilo b'chol Shabbos. You also can't train a child to be mechal Shabbos or Yontif even by the Rabbanans. Kigong, for example, sheyomer lo haveli mafteach. For example, telling a small child to bring you a key, v'afilu derach karmelis, even if it's in a derach karmelis, we're carrying is the Rabbanan, you should not ask a child to bring the key. He will in effect be carrying in a makom where it is aser mid the Rabbanan. If you look at note number 29, he brings down a very important point. Let's say a katan did an iser on Shabbos. Are you allowed to benefit from the maisa that he did? So the Bir Halacha told us earlier in Simen Shinchav Hei, shekatan sheosa maisa letzarko. If the katan did the maisa Shabbos for himself, mutter b'Shabbos lehanos v'maisav, then a gadol is allowed to benefit on Shabbos from the maisa the katan did. Aval imhu osa l'tzarech Yisrael acher aser, but if the katan did the ma'aseh Shabbos for a different Yisrael, then you can't benefit from it. V'tzarech lahamtin b'motzei Shabbos v'chdei she'yaser, you'd have to wait to benefit from it till after Shabbos, the time it would take to do that malacha after Shabbos. V'hora hagon Rav Yashiv, however, Rav Yashiv was a little more makil. He paskin she'b'ma'aseh katan, when it comes to a ma'aseh that a katan is doing, ein hevdel bein she'aso b'shogig or b'mezid, there is no difference if the child did a b'shogig or b'mezid. Ubein sha'aso la'atzmo ulacherim. It also doesn't matter whether he did it for himself or for others. B'chol ofen dino keshogig. A katan is always viewed as doing the ma'isa b'shogig. Kevon she'ein lo das lihikarei b'mezid. Since a katan does not have a das to label his ma'isa as a mezid, therefore Rav Yashiv is more makel than the Bir Halacha and says even if the katan did it for someone else, it's still considered that he did it b'shogeg. Amnon, however, in lo saldas oviv, the katan did the ma'aseh Shabbos for his father, dino kasias gadol b'meizid, then it has the same din of a gadol doing the ma'aseh b'meizid, v'afilu shakatan adayin lo yigil l'chinuch, even if the child is so small that he did not yet reach the age of chinuch. In terms of the difference of din, whether a Maaseh Shabbos is done by Shogeg or Mezid, so you can look in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches where the Mishnah Berurah discusses that. The katan sha'aviv amar lo lasos malacha be'er Shabbos. In the case where a katan was asked by his father to do a certain malacha before Shabbos, v'shachach ha'katan lasosa be'er Shabbos v'asah b'Shabbos. And the katan forgot to do it before Shabbos, so he quickly goes ahead and does it on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, shevadai nechshav sha'usa al das atzmo. That is considered the katan doing it for himself. Kedei sha'aviv lo yichas alav. So his father shouldn't get angry at him, and that will be more lenient. However, Das Agonachan Kineski, Shenelchav Shausa Das Aviv, Lamaisa, he's doing it for his father, and therefore it's considered that he's doing it for his father, and therefore Achan Kineski is more machmir in terms of benefiting from that malacha that the Katan did. Back to the Mishaburis of Katan Zayin. The Rama brought down the Yesh Omrim that says this whole discussion of Ein Bezim Mitzuvin Lafrisho that's dako by a katan shelohi gil l'chinuch, but a katan shegil l'chinuch, everyone has to separate him. Says the Mishabura Svirluhu, this sheet holds, the kevan dehigil l'chinuch, since this child reached the age of chinuch, mutal al kol odam lafrisho meisuro kmo al aviv. Then there is a tzivui on everyone to prevent him from having isurim, to separate him from isurim, just like the father, everyone is included in that mitzvah. The Hada Kaimelon de E Mitzuvan Lafrisho, that which we hold Katan Ochan the Velos and there's the Mitzuvan Lafrisho. That's Mishaloi Gilochinuch. That's when the child is small, he'd not reach the age of Chinuch. So we have here a major machlokas. What's the Hachra? The Ayim Bechayodim Shadaito. Look in the Chayodim that his Shita is, his opinion is, Del Inan Isura Daraisa. When it comes to an Isa Daraisa, so then Yesh Lahachmir Kedei Azu, one should be Machmir like the Shita. The Alkain, and therefore, in Ma'uve Gilulam Rotza Lahachil Katan Yisrael Shigil Lachinach Dava Shasim Daraisa. If a guy wants to feed to a Jewish Katan that reached the age of Chinuch, something that's Asim Daraisa, Mutol Gam Alachirim Limchos Biyodo, it's incumbent upon everyone to protest against him that he shouldn't give it to the Katan, because there it's an Issa Daraisa, where more Machmir like the Shita, that everyone is commanded in the Chinuch, in the separating of Isurim for a Katan Shigil Chinuch. But if the guy wants to feed him something that's only Asim Midrabanan, Ein Mutol Rak Al Ha'av, then we'll go with the Marlinian Shita of the Mechaber, that the mitzvah of lafrisho min ha'isser is only on the father, but bezin is not mitzvah lafrisho, even though he has reached the age of chinuch. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches v'yesh omrim de lo shayach. This was the second yesh omrim that the Rama brought down. There are those who say that it's not shayach chinuch for bezin at all, even by katan shegil lechinuch, only by the father. Lav de'a chadoshehi zot l'chavashchayim. This is not a new shita, like we mentioned earlier. El adas ha'mechaber le'el. This is the shita of the mechaber that we had in the beginning of the sif. Sif katan test goes on the case where the katan hit his father or did another aveir when he was a katan, even though we said he does not need to do tshuva when he gets older, but it is good for him to mekabel on himself something for tshuva and kapara, even though he did the aveir when he was not a baronchin. Says the Mishabura, Katan Shegonavo Shehizik, a katan that stole or damaged. Roi le bezdin lahakoso. Bezdin should hit him. Shelo yagil bakasu. He should not be trained to steal and to damage. Vechein chabala ubiush. And so to damaging, wounding and embarrassing, v'chod varim shebein adam l'chaveru, and so to any other bein adam l'chaveru that a katan does, bezdin mitzuvin la'afrisho, bezdin is commanded to separate him, shelo yevar takola al yado, so no takola should come through the katan. Aval ein tzarech l'shalim im ein agneva ba'ayin, but he does not have to pay back for the gneva that he did if the item that he stole is not around. If it's around, the vadi has to give it back. If it's not around, he doesn't have to pay for it again. V'chol zeh midina. However, that is all only mikra din. Aval ifnim mishuras, but to go lifnim mishur hasadin, the best way to do it is bein shechava b'begufo, whether the katan damaged with his body, o shehizik lo b'mamono, or he damaged someone with his money, he made him lose money, tzarech l'shalim lo. So lifnim mishur hasadin would be that the katan should pay for the damage that he did or the stealing that he did. That would be lifnim mishur hasadin. That concludes Simen Shin Mem Gimel. Mirtz Hashem, in the next year we'll begin the final Simen of Chela Gimel, Simen Shin Dalad Mem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shir, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.